He'd been James' favourite, well, actually more than a favourite if the court scandal was to be believed, and now he'd wormed his way into Charles's favour too. The pair of them had travelled together incognito to Spain in a bid to woo the Spanish Infanta for Charles. They'd returned from their escapade empty-handed. But to the young, insecure Charles, glamorous, worldly Buckingham had become his idol. To the rest of the court, however, Buckingham was a parasite, a pest, a viper. Why in God's name would one give him a blank cheque? It was obvious what would happen to the money, and it did. Buckingham blew a cool £240,000 in a raid on France so botched it seemed the act of a saboteur, not a supremo. So if Charles wanted a penny more, then his darling had to go. Presumed to talk to the king about his choice of trusted generals and ministers? Presumed to tell the king? Presumed to lay down the law? Why, that was an end of kingship itself. So in 1626, Charles did what he assumed kings worth the name were perfectly entitled to do. He would dismiss Parliament and collect the money himself through a forced loan. It was the politest bullying. Charles was always polite.